Financial markets around the world today are reacting with the same enthusiasm that Wall Street showed yesterday after the Federal Reserve unexpectedly cut interest rates. The Fed reduced short-term rates by half a percentage point in hopes of stimulating the economy. It was the fourth cut this year, and Fed policymakers say they're prepared to do it again if necessary. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Fed officials usually wait until one of their regularly scheduled meetings to cut interest rates, but they can also do so between meetings if conditions call for it, and that's what they did yesterday. Citing unacceptable weakness in the economy, Fed policymakers said they were cutting the federal funds rate by half a percentage point. That's the rate banks charge each other for overnight loans. They also cut the discount rate by the same amount. In a statement, Fed officials said U.S. companies are making progress working through their inventories of unsold goods and would eventually be in a position to increase production again. But officials remain concerned about the continued slowdown in capital spending and the erosion of business profits, as well as some flatness in consumer spending. The rate cut is designed to give another jolt to the economy and get people spending more. Jim Glassman is senior economist at J.P. Morgan.
What it's going to do is it's going to make people tone down their fears about recession. It's going to be help to bolster confidence in the business community. The attitude in the business community is going to be, hang on, help's coming.
For companies like Iowa-based Aljon, which manufactures scrap metal and waste management equipment, this latest rate cut was an unexpected bonus. Co-owner Ken Dignine says the company has seen a drop-off in business over the past year as the economy has slowed. But with interest rates falling, Aljon's customers can once again consider new purchases. Dignine says the rate cuts also lower the company's operating expenses.
We, like many other companies, run on a line of credit. A half percent drop in that line of credit is worth probably $2,000 a month to us that we can use in other areas of the company.
Yesterday's rate cut will also lower the cost of borrowing for consumers, bringing down rates for mortgages and other loans at least slightly. With this latest Fed action, the federal funds rate has been reduced by 2 percentage points in 3.5 months, which is an unusually fast and aggressive series of moves for the Fed. And yet, Fed officials made clear yesterday they might cut rates again as soon as their May meeting if growth doesn't pick up. And many economists expect them to do so, given the steady stream of major companies that are reporting disappointing earnings. Anthony Chan, chief economist at Bank One Investment Advisors, says the Fed has a lot more flexibility to cut rates right now than it did during previous downturns.
With current inflation rates right now, the consumer prices is only rising 2.9%. We can make the argument that the Fed can do as much as it needs to prevent us from going into a recession, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Whatever the Fed does in coming months, the nation's financial markets are decidedly optimistic. Fed policymakers aren't supposed to cut interest rates just to please the stock market and don't like to be seen as doing so. But their actions inevitably have an impact on the markets, and yesterday was no exception. Bond prices soared as soon as the cut was announced, and so did stocks. By the end of the day, the NASDAQ Composite Index had risen 8.1%, its fourth biggest one-day gain ever in percentage terms. The market has had a way of overreacting to rate cuts lately, rising sharply only to lose ground again in subsequent days. This time, many investors are hoping that the worst is over and that the market will be able to hold on to its gains. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.